Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim DeJunis for the North Carolina Reading Service, and the name of our program is Reflections. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the book of Isaiah and our Holy Bible. And we start every day with a prayer, and then we follow up with a beautiful book by a woman by the name of Sarah Young, and it's a devotional book called Jesus Calling. And it's Enjoying Peace in His Presence as the subtitle of Jesus Calling. So let's begin there with prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for this day. We thank you for all things in our lives, the good and the bad. Those that are good, we thank you and rejoice. And then those things that are not so good. We realize that sometimes things are put in our place, are put in place to, for us to lean on you more and more. And we look forward to that, and we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. We rejoice in that. Father, we as we are in the middle of the month of October, this beautiful month that you blessed the state of North Carolina with and all the world with it, we are so grateful to enjoy and take part in these beautiful days you create. Thank you for our families and loved ones. We thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service and those people, those wonderful people that volunteer and work and lead this great organization. We ask these things in your Holy Son's name. Amen. Sarah teaches us today, go gently through this day, keeping your eyes on me. I will open up the way before you as you take steps of trust along your path. Sometimes the way before you appears to be blocked. If you focus on the obstacle or search for a way around it, you will probably go off course. Instead, focus on me, the shepherd, who is leading you along your life journey. Before you know it, the obstacle will be behind you and you will hardly know that you have passed through it. That is the secret of success in my kingdom. Although you remain aware of the visible world around you, your primary awareness is of me. When the road before you looks rocky, you can trust me to get you through that rough patch. My presence enables you to face each day with confidence. What wonderful, encouraging words. Two scripture verses to support that. Isaiah 26, we're in Isaiah's word right now. The path of righteousness is level. O upright one, you make the path of righteousness smooth. And then John 10, verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're picking up with chapter 59 of Isaiah. We only have 7 chapters left. I'm not sure if we can get through them all today or not. We will give it the old college try. And for those who know me, I am an LSU Tiger. And usually in the fall, I am a very focused LSU Tiger on the LSU football team. And go Tigers. So, or as Eddie O says, go Tigers. So chapter 59, entitled Sin, Confession, and Redemption. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God. And that's exactly what sin is. Sin is doing something that separates you from the glory of God, from God himself. That's what sin is. Surely the arm of the Lord is too short to save. Excuse me, I misread that. Surely the arm of the Lord isn't. Not too short to save. God can save anyone. Nor is his ear too dull to hear. So confess. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that you will not hear. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue mutters wicked things. No one calls for justice. No one pleads his case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die, and when one is broken, the adder is hatched. Their cobwebs are useless for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds. Their acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are evil thoughts. Ruin and destruction mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks in them will know peace. So justice is far from us, and the righteous does not reach us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but it is only darkness. We look for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. We all growl like bears. We moan mournfully like doves. We look for justice, but find none, for deliverance, but is far away. For our offenses are many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities. Rebellion and treachery against the Lord, turning our backs on our God. Fomenting oppression and revolt, uttering lies our hearts have conceived, so justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets, honesty cannot enter, truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased, there was no justice, he saw that there was none. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was not one to intervene. So his own arm worked salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained us. He put on righteousness at his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in a zeal as in a cloak. According to what they have done, so he will repay wrath to his enemies and retribution to his foes. For he will repay the islands their due. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you and my words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth or from the mouth of children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouths of your children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on forever, says the Lord. Amen. Chapter 60. The glory of Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and the thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings of the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you, all assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant, your heart will throb and swell with joy, the wealth of the seas will be brought to you, and to you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you, the rams of Naboth will serve you, they will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Who are these that fly along the clouds like doves of their nests? Surely the islands look to me in the lead of the ships of the Tarshish, bringing your sons from afar with the silver and the gold to the honor of the Lord of our God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Anytime you hear the word island, he's referencing someone who just is a loner, someone by themselves, someone who doesn't who feels that they're self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. And that's not who we are. We should be reliant on God. He wants us to be reliant on him for all things. For all things. Verse 10, foreigners will rebuild your walls and their kings will serve you. Though in anger I struck you, in favor I will show you compassion. Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that men may bring you the wealth of the nations, their kings led in the triumphal procession. For the nation or kingdom that will not serve you will perish. It will be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress together to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. The sons of your oppressors will come bowing before you. All who despise you will bow down at your feet and will call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. You will drink the milk of nations and be nourished of royal breast. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and righteousness your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, no ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will carry your walls of salvation and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. That is from Revelation as well. Revelation also speaks of the Lord being the everlasting light, and no need of sun or moon. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. It is time I will do this swiftly. Chapter 61, the year of the Lord's favor. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has appointed me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from the darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for this is the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks, foreigners will work your fields and vineyards, and you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people receive double a portion. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance, and so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. And that everlasting covenant, again, is Jesus Christ. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge and that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seed to grow, to the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Amen. Verse 62, and this is Zion's new name. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet, till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your righteousness, and all your kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. No longer will they call you deserted or your name or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, for the name will take delight, for the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your sons marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and make her the praise of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, never again will I give you your grain as food to your enemies, and never again will your foreigners drink the new wine for which you have toiled. But those who harvest it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather the grapes will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates, prepare the way of the people. Build up the highway, remove the stones, raise the banner for the nations. The Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the earth, say to the daughter Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the Redeemer of the Lord, and you will be sought after, the city no longer deserted. That is a reference, a prophecy of Jesus' coming, or second coming, chapter 63, verse entitled God's Day of Vengeance and Redemption. Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah, with his garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of strength? It is I speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are your garments red, like those of one treading in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, for the nations no one was with me. I have trampled them in my anger and trod them with my own wrath. Their blood spattered on my garments, and I stained all my own clothing. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redemption has come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that no one gave support. So my own arm worked salvation for me, and my own wrath sustained me. I trampled the nations in my anger. In my wrath I made them drunk and poured their blood on the ground. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds of which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord he has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. Then his people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people, where he brought them through the sea with the flock of his shepherd. Where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them, who sent his glorious arm of power to be at Moses' right hand, who divided the waters before them to gain for himself everlasting renown, who led them through the depths like a horse in an open country? They did not stumble. Like cattle that go down the plain, they were given rest by the Spirit of the Lord. This is how you guided your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see, from your lofty throne, holy and glorious, where are your zeal and your might? Your tenderness and compassion are withheld from us, but you are our Father, though Abraham does not know us or Israel acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from of old is your name. Why, O Lord, do you make us wonder from your ways and harden our hearts so that we do not revere you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes that are of your inheritance. For a little while your people possessed your holy place, but now our enemies have trampled down your sanctuary. We are yours from of old, but you have not ruled over them.
they have not been called by your name. Chapter 64. Oh, that you would have rendered the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways, but when we continue to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us become like one who is unclean, and all our unrighteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and made us waste because of our sins. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O, look upon us, we pray, for we are your holy people. Your sacred cities have become a desert. Even Zion is a desert, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and glorious temple, where our fathers praised you, has been burned with fire, and all that we treasured lies in ruins. After all this, O Lord, will you hold us back? Will you keep silent and punish us beyond measure? Chapter 65, Judgment and Salvation. I revealed myself to those who did not ask me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, "Here I am, here I am." All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations, a people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on the altar's brick, who sit among the graves and spend their nights keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold broth of unclean meat, who say, "Keep away, do not come near me, for I am too scared for you. Excuse me, for I am too sacred for you." Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. See, it stands written before me. I will not keep silent, but will pay back in full. I will pay it back into their laps for both your sins and the sins of your fathers, says the Lord. Because they burnt sacrifices on the mountains and defied me on the hills, I will measure into their laps the full payment of their former deeds. This is what the Lord says: as when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes, and men say, "Don't destroy it, there is yet some good in it," so will I do in half my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from the Judah, those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and there will my servants live. Sharon will become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a resting place for herds, for my people who seek me. But as for you who forsake the Lord and forget my holy mountain, who spread the table for fortune and fill bowls of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you for the sword, and you will all bend down for the slaughter. For I called you, but you did not answer. I have spoken, but you did not listen. You did evil in my sight, and you chose what displeases me. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says: my servants will eat, but you will go hungry. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts, but you will cry out from the anguish of the heart and wail in brokenness of spirit. You will leave your name to my chosen ones as a curse. The sovereign Lord will be put to death, but his servants will be given another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the God of truth. He who takes the oath in the land will swear by the God of truth. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, the former things that will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, for I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take pride in my people. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man that does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be, though, a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed for misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion will eat straw with the ox, but the dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain. Chapter 66, Judgment and Hope. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where is my resting place? Has not my hand made all these things so that they come into being, declares the Lord? This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a man, and whoever offers a lamb like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like the one who presents a pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and their souls delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them, and will bring upon them what they dread. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, no one listened. They did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following the one in the midst, those who eat the flesh of pigs and rats and do abominable things, they will meet their end together, declares the Lord. And I, because of their actions and their imaginations, am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans, to the Lydians, to Tubal and Greece, and to the distant lands that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations, and they will bring all brothers from all nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering of the Lord, on horses and chariots and wagons, on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels, and I will select some of them to be priests and the Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will the name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. Their worm will not die, nor will their fire be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. Well, those are the final words of Isaiah. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will the name of the dead and the descendants endure. Well, thank you very much for listening with me over the last several weeks on the book of Isaiah. What a glorious book, and we thank God for that. We've run out of time for today, our episode of Reflections. Be sure to listen to us next week. We hope you enjoyed our program. My name is Jim DeJunis. Our program can be accessed through the website ncreadingservice.org, ncreadingservice.org. You can also call us with some feedback at 919-832-5138. May God bless you, your families, and those you love this day and every day.